me better. You might not agree with me. I bet you might not agree with me. I bet you when I feel it this way, something to do it. But I got myself together, there really ain't nothing to it. I feel alright, you all. I feel like dynamite. I feel alright, you all.
Yeah! Good morning! Willkommen! Bienvenido! Shalom! Oh my God! It's still alive! With Brian Steiner and
Ronen Kochavi!
Boker Tov!
Boker Tov! This is part two in our special series of the extended jam songs, opening with The Legion of Mary. I feel like dynamite, and I do feel like dynamite. It is a lovely day. And Legion of Mary, for those of you who don't know, it's one of the best fucking jam bands, as far as I'm concerned, ever. They lasted just about a year, year and a half. Never came out with an album. It's all live show stuff. That's Jerry Garcia on the guitar and Merle Saunders on the keyboard, who was just singing, and they're the two main people. It's a lovely, fucking wonderful band. They were Legion of Mary, I believe, from like 74, 75 to 1976, and then they had a changing up of some members. They became a band called Reconstruction for maybe another year or two, and that was it. That's the whole existence of this band, and they were just a live, fucking crazy, awesome jam band. Anyway, good morning. We're happy to be here with you. And today's show, Ronen, I understand you have brought us a nice sponsor, so
we can survive
the next show. Please.
רציתי לשאול אותך, אם גם לך קשה להתעורר בבוקר.
Well, I go to sleep late and wake up early, so every morning is an adventure. Yes, sir.
אתה מאחר הרבה.
You know, I'd like to say that I don't, but I'm a family of many people, and even if I don't, somebody does.
יפה מאוד. אז אתה יודע, השבוע קיבלנו ספונסרשיפ מחברת Spacecom.
Spacecom? כן. This is, I'm excited to hear.
היא פיתחה שעון מעורר, מיוחד, לאנשים מאחרים, כמוך למשל, אוקיי?
Right, right.
גם כמוני, אבל
לא כמוך.
הרעיון בשעון הזה, שנים של פיתוח, שבעצם עכשיו זה קורה, זה שעד שלא לחצת על השעון להפסיק את הצלצול, השעה על הצג לא משתנה.
That's fucking amazing.
אוקיי, אתה מבין את העניין עכשיו? זאת אומרת, שמת השעון לשבע בבוקר.
Right. אוקיי? It's going off. It's going beep, 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 beep.
אוקיי. כל עוד לא עצרת אותו, זה נשאר על שבע.
So if I hit snooze and not stop, then it stays on 7. Whenever I wake up at 7 o'clock.
אתה קם, זה עדיין 7.
That's fucking amazing, dude. That's amazing.
חסך לך כבוש.
Dude, Einstein would have loved this shit. We need him here right now.
אז שמע, אז אפשר להשיג את השעון הזה.
Tell me where. I'm buying it for like every member of my family tomorrow. Seriously, like, do you know how many mornings I'm like running my girls out to catch the damn bus or something, or like to get where they're supposed to be? Or how many times I say, you know, this is something that you enjoy doing. Wouldn't you like to go do it instead of sitting here not being awake and dressed right now? Yeah, that's amazing, dude. I need 6. Okay. So I just like, what's the name? What's the name of the company?
Spacecom.
Wow. So see, they're so sophisticated that they actually do stop time. That's.
אתה מבין, זה קשור גם לעניין החללי, ואתה יודע.
Amazing. Amazing.
זהו, זה החסות שלנו לתוכנית של היום. כל תוכנית ואתם שלנו חסות אחרת.
We're making a fortune off of that one, by the way. I think we're the first ones that are advertising this. They came to us first.
ונוכל לעשות exit, אתה מתכוון.
Okay, so before we go on to the next song, which is, again, we're doing two shows. This is part two of nice, long, adventurous jam songs that we don't always get to do in an hour-long format. We've taken two shows and put them together in kind of a two-hour format. This is part two. We hope you continue to enjoy it. But before we go on to song number two, Ronen, please give us Tachazit. Yeah, what do you call it? Tachazit Yam?
Yamit.
Yamit. So it's about, you're like talking about my wife all of a sudden?
You can.
Okay. Well, she's lovely. She's about yay big. I'm sorry. Please.
הפעם זאת תהיה תחזית קצרה. הים גלי.
הים גלי. Wow, that makes for a nice hangout. Is it good to go into a ים גלי? Would you say?
אתה גולש.
I love it. What about like... Is it like dangerous gully or is it like sababa gully?
בגלל שבוקר הוא יחסית רגוע.
Yes.
אבל אתה יודע, יחסית, הוא גלי, אבל הוא יחסית רגוע. זה יכול להשתנות במשך היום. אנחנו נמשיך לעדכן אם נוכל.
אם יש מצב
בדיוק.
משתנה.
יפה מאוד.
Okay, so our second track of today is by a less well-known band. That's funny, because I just played Legion of Mary that nobody knows, and now I'm playing a less well-known band, but... If you're into jam bands and jamming and bands that... anyway, you should know this fucking group. They're called Perpetual Groove. They're very fucking cool. They take you on rides and adventures. This is a track that's called Bobblehead Funk, which I really... If you think... You know what a bobblehead is? It's one of those dolls that bounces all around.
It's a name.
Nachon? Just amazing fucking... Yeah. Amazing name, which is why I picked this particular track. So this is Perpetual Groove with Bobblehead Funk.
Thank you.
Perpetual Groove. So I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sure it's a band that not many people out there know. I think it needs to be mentioned that we are drinking beer this morning. Went right for the beer.
Again.
We did not pass go. We did not collect $200. Okay, what are we doing now? We're playing a game. You ready to play a game?
כן, אני בעניין, בטח.
So this game we call band names. Let me just mention that this is Oh My God. It's still live on Campus Hakatze, on Radio Hakatze, kzradio.net on your web browser. Hope I got that right. I'm sure I did. So band names goes like this. We each give each other band names. We say a name of a band. And then the other person has to guess, is it a real band or was it made up? Would you like me to start or would you like to start? Vaginal Discourse.
Jesus.
It's a lovely name also, Vaginal Discourse, like a conversation between vaginas. I really like the image.
אני אומר שיש להקה כזאת.
I made that up.
Wow.
I mean, as far as I know, maybe if you look it up, they'll say, as far as I know, I made that up.
Okay.
That's
you should have checked,
enough for me.
Know.
It's a good one, though, right? Vaginal Discourse is a great, great name. I might use it one day. Trademark. Mm. Okay. What you got?
You want to do like...
1-1, of course.
1-1.
Your turn.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. אני אגיד את זה בעברית, כי זה בעברית.
בבקשה.
4, י'דלד.
4, י'דלד? Is it supposed to mean something that I'm supposed to understand?
No.
No? No, it's not like Yad the jerk off?
No. It's not a, like...
Nothing dirty? Then what's the point? I'm going to say yes, there is a band like that.
לא.
No, you dotted. Piss off. Okay, Peter's Pecker. That's my...
Peter's Pecker.
Yeah, oh, but come on, mine are all have something to do with
okay.
Dirty shit. That's just who I am.
לא.
No, you're right. No. No, Peter's... Again, I don't double check when I make them up, so there's always a possibility that somebody did once have a band, and I just don't know.
But
as far as I know, that came out of my head.
Tangerine Dream.
Oh, I know Tangerine Dream. Good band. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Better Than Sex.
No.
No, okay, fuck off.
Okay, this one's for you, yeah?
Okay.
Hi, Brian.
H-I-G-H or H-I?
H-I-G-H.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
I'm right here. Got to be a band.
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Except that, of course, I'm the lead smoker of that band. here's my last one.
Yeah.
Anderson's Pooper. You get it? You know Anderson Cooper from CNN? Yeah. He's like the... So there's a band called Anderson's Pooper.
Okay. So there is. You just told me.
I did not just tell you because I clearly made it up.
Okay.
It's so a great name. I made up all of my band names today. That's all of them, and I made them all up.
Yeah.
I just had to.
Okay. So Plastic Venus.
Plastic
Venus.
Venus.
Yeah.
See, Plastic Penis, first of all, I want to say, is a better name than Plastic. Okay, I mean, just objectively. Let's say I'm not who I am. Plastic Penis is clearly a better name than Plastic Venus.
Okay.
And that's why I'm going to say it is a band.
It is a band, yeah. It's an Israeli one.
It's an Israeli band?
Yeah.
And they don't know that Plastic Penis.
I
meet them and explain to them
you can.
Why Plastic Penis is better than Plastic Venus?
Yeah. תעשה את זה בזמנך החופשי. עכשיו השם האחרון שלי זה שלוש חט.
Not שלוש חטי, שלושה חטים.
שלוש
חט. חט like in sin? Like שלוש חט or the אות חט?
האות.
So it's like you live in this דירה, שלוש חט. kind of thing. יש רווח בין השלוש והחט, או זה צמוד אחד לשני?
לא יודע.
אתה לא יודע.
יכול להיות.
יכול להיות. Not a band.
It is a band.
It is a band.
וזה השיר הבא שאנחנו הולכים לשמוע.
שלוש חט.
כן. בוא נשמע.
But you're not sure if it has a רווח or not. We're going to have to look this up. שלוש חט, and this is who we're hearing, listening to right now.
כן.
Do you want to say the track title?
כן. Words.
Words. Yeah. שלוש חט. Words. Let's check it out.
Stranger.
Shalosh Chet Words. Now, this is a band that is Tzene Yerushalmi, you're saying. Sof Shmonim, Tchilat Tishim, Alternativi, Shalosh Chet. And I said, clearly their name comes from the Dira that they met in or that they used to play in. Or
יכול להיות. האמת שאני לא יודע איפה הגיע השם שלהם. אני לא יודע עליהם המון. אתה יודע, זה היה בתקופה שהייתי בין צעיר, עוד לא היה אינטרנט, אני חושב. לא, אני לא חושב, אני בטוח.
לא היה.
אז כן, אתה יודע, אני כאילו בתור נגן, אחד שגילה את המוזיקה, והייתי בין 12, 13, הם היו להקה כזאת מדוברת בירושלים, בסצנה של השוליים, מאוד שוליים.
That was really cool.
ואני דווקא אוהב את הסגנון, אני נורא אוהב אותם. לא יודע להסביר אפילו למה, אולי זה איזשהו זיכרון מהילדות שמחזיר אותי וזה, אבל יש משהו בהם שאני תמיד לוקח איתי זוכר, זה להקה שאני אוהב, כן, אז
אוקיי, so we are, oh my god, it's still alive, we are in the middle of a two-part show, we are in the second part of a two-part show where we are playing long jam songs, because we can. And we have come to the we have come to the part of our show. I have just picked a petek out of a hat. We call this Wheel of Topics, and I have just picked a petek out of the hat, and whatever topic is picked out, we discuss for a little while. This is Oh My God, It's Still Alive on Hakatzeh Campus Hakatzeh, and the petek I picked out says shower ass cleaning philosophical. I'm going to explain, okay?
Again, sorry.
It has to do with cleaning your ass in the shower.
Okay.
Okay, this is the petek that I picked out.
This is the topic.
This is the topic we need to discuss. I'm going to tell you what we need to discuss, because okay. This was obviously a petek that
you wrote.
So I have a question. Are you liquid soap or bar soap?
Bar soap.
Use bar soap.
Yeah.
When you clean your ass, do you stick the whole bar in your ass, or do you rub your hand on the bar and stick your hand in your ass?
I think it depends.
Because my question is,
depends.
If you use liquid soap or bar soap and you rub it on your hand and then stick your hand in your ass to clean it, how many times do you then need to wash your hands with soap
afterwards
before you can continue cleaning the rest of your body? Like, is it three washes?
Maybe you need
one wash
soap.
Enough? What's that?
Maybe you need a different soap just to clean this.
You should have like a special ass soap that you'd like, that's what you clean your tuchus with.
Yeah, and then.
And then you just rinse that off and put it on the side and then.
Yeah.
But I wasn't asking what you need. Suggesting. Like, what do you do? Because I
told you, it depends. Sometimes, yeah.
It depends how dirty you feel your ass is.
I think so, yeah.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah.
So, because I'm wondering, like...
You know, it's Saturday morning,
you got a shower Saturday fucking morning. Who knows where you've been last night. So, you know, I put a bunch of liquid soap on my hand. Sometimes I use bar, sometimes I use liquid. I'm mostly liquid today because we use liquid soap, a lot of kids. It's just, you know, the liquid stuff is easier stuff, so I got a lot of it around.
Yeah.
Then I slam my hand into my ass and start moving the... And then I pour the water in there. And then I'm like, well, how many washes do I now need before I can wash my legs, for example. I think this is a very important philosophical question that needs to be addressed, faced, and not ignored. So if you have an opinion, let us know. We are Oh My God, It's Still Alive. This is a show, and this is part two of our jam show. I'm continuing with fish. Are you familiar with fish?
Yeah.
That's good. You've been fishing? So Fish is a very popular, pretty modern jazz band. They actually started in the 90s, I would have to say.
You know, there's a band called Fish with PH.
That's like, this one. That's Fish with PH.
This
is Fish with PH.
No, but
it's
not the same band.
Yes. This is Fish with PH. There's only one. Jazz?
You said I thought you said jazz band.
Jam.
Jam. Okay, yeah.
Jam, like peanut butter.
It's like another band called Fish with PHI. So it's the same band.
This song is a real journey. I mean, it's just a real cool journey. Enjoy it. Sit back right now. Seriously, open a fucking beer and just go with the divided sky for a little while. I really enjoy this track. This is, as I said, this is from 1994. So as I said, they go back to the 90s. They were actually coming out while I was in university. Mm. And a lot of, excuse me, a lot of people considered them like the continuation of the Grateful Dead and stuff like this. But that's stories really? For, yeah. Mm. Because they got the same kind of vibe, you know, okay. Like they're live completely, you know, there are some similarities. So this is The Divided Sky by Phish. It's nice, it's long, it's really an adventure. So please enjoy it. Wait for it, folks. And as they come back, let us say it has been a lovely 2 weeks for us of our jam special. Enjoy this to the end. Enjoy it to the end of everything. It's been our pleasure. Oh my God, it's still alive. Campus, Hakatse, Brian Steiner, Ronen Kochavi. Until next week, we love you too. Thank you.